The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines, not to mention the senior advisor to healthcare.com. Okay, I've fit it all in there. It's your turn. Hi, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
I am unwilling to complain. I'm actually quite well.
Good. Unwilling to complain is a very good state of mind. Help us in this period here. We're going to talk about this COVID vaccine effort now. This is very serious. We're going to be talking about it for weeks, if not months. But here's a primer that I'm offering. Who's eligible right now in the tri-state area? How to get registered, because it's not going to be first come, first serve. You need to get registered. And then when you can actually expect to get a shot and get your immunity against this deadly COVID-19. So Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts have just about announced, in general terms, this phase two. So it's going to be everyone 65 and up, anyone over about 18 years old with serious medical conditions and essential workers, and each state will define that slightly differently. That's obviously good news. But this vaccination effort is not going to get done overnight. You're going to have to be really patient. In Connecticut alone, we're talking about in this second phase, this 1.3 million people. That's half the adults in the state. And Connecticut has done a better job than just about any state in the country in phase one. Now, phase one was vaccinating nursing home workers and the residents. Okay, in all, Connecticut received, and this is key now, they got 250,000 doses of the vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna, and they got 151,000 of those actually into people's arms. Now, that's 60% of what they got actually vaccinating people. That turns out to be the third best in the country. I mean, North Dakota's at 74%, West Virginia's at 64%. Connecticut's third best at only 60%. Now, it's far better than Massachusetts. 43% of the shots that they had available have actually been used in Massachusetts. New York is only 36%. The United States in general is only 33%. Look, we got to do a lot better than that. Now, Connecticut is only getting now about 50,000 doses a week available from the government. From the federal government allocated to them. And remember, you need two shots. So this pace has got to pick up. So it's going to come down to how many doses are actually allocated to the states, and then how organized are they to get the vaccines into people's arms. Now, Connecticut has done such a good job that the outgoing Health and Human Services has promised an extra 50,000 doses to Connecticut as a reward. That's good. Plus, incoming President Biden says don't hold back any supplies for this second shot. You got 250,000 doses. get them vaccinated into people's arms. Don't wait. Don't worry about the second dose. We'll take care of that later. You can expect a Defense Production Act where we actually will go around to companies and license them to produce the vaccine. I know I talked to a top guy at Bayer, the big Bayer global company. They're more than anxious to get into the game of making these vaccines. So Biden is saying, don't worry about it. Just get these vaccines into people's arms. Still, it's probably going to take 3 to 4 months to vaccinate all the people in phase two. So we're talking about phase two, getting all the way to June, and then after June, the general public will then finally be able to get vaccinated. Hopefully, everyone by the fall will have had their shots. So Jill, is it clear up to now, before we talk about who's actually eligible in this 65 and older? Is it clear up to now?
Yes.
Okay, you're an easy judge. All right, so let's talk about Connecticut, because we've got some clear information from the governor. So Lamont says anyone over 65 is in this phase two. Okay, that's phase 1B. If you're 16 and older and have one medical condition, a serious medical condition, you're eligible as well. So that includes things like diabetes or kidney problems, lungs, heart disease, sickle cell anemia, pregnancy. Okay, you're in this 1B group, not asthma, for one reason or another, not asthma. All right, who are the essential workers? Well, in this phase 1B, they'll be teachers, police, grocery store workers, food service people, people in sanitation, and people in congregate settings, that's shelters and prisons. They're there too. But that's a lot of people. So the groups are going to have to be stratified. There'll be a line. And first in line will be people over 75. Okay, that's where the registrations are happening right now, and appointments are being made for people over 75. All the rest of 1B is behind them, okay? So Governor Lamont has decided, he hasn't really decided what that order is going to be after people 75. I think you can expect people with very serious medical conditions to be next in line. But he's not, his administration is not really clear on that yet. So here are the numbers to understand how this is going to be phased in. People over 75 in Connecticut, that's 275,000 people. Remember, we only get 50,000 doses a week. You got to get through 275,000 people over 75. 353 people are 65 to 74. 362,000 people have these medical conditions. So if you take that, if you do the math, it works out to about 4 to 6 weeks for each group, right? So 4 to 6 weeks for the over 75, and then we'll move on to the other groups. That gets you all the way to June. I got to add this, Jill. It saddens me to say this, but experts don't expect more than 60% of the people in this 1B group to actually come in and get their shots. I mean, for example, the Hartford Fire Department, which is in the first group, is actually struggling to get half of the force to get their shots, half of them. So, look, that means more shots for the people who really want them, okay? That's good for the people who really want them. But it's worrisome because the country needs at least 70% of the population to get these two shots, to get immune, to get community immunity against the spread of this deadly COVID-19. So this anti-vax movement is a danger to everyone, actually. Okay. All right. Let's turn to how do you get scheduled for the shot? So you're over 75. You can start registering now. And remember, you've got to register. This is not going to be like Florida where it's first come, first serve, and you sleep out overnight, in the cold and whatnot to get your shot. No, you register. So there are a couple of ways to do it. You can go to the national website. That's VAMS, V-A-M-S. And VAMS can direct you then to your state. I found it a little cumbersome to deal with. It's not the best in my experience. You can go directly to your state. So state.gov and then vaccines and you'll find it. For example, in Connecticut, it's ct.gov/COVID vaccine. And then up pops a form that you fill out. It's a very simple form and you get registered. Or you in Connecticut, you can actually make a phone call. You don't have to do anything with your computer. You can call 877-918-2224. That's Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. That line is very busy, but there's a callback option. So you leave your number, they call you. They promise to call you back within 24 hours. Again, that's 877-918-2224. But remember, only people over 75 right now should be making that call. Anyone else in B2, in 1B is behind on the line, and they've got to wait.
All right, Frank, I know you've got some other things to say, and hopefully wanted to touch on some other states. You've got 5 minutes right now.
You got 5 minutes? Okay. Sure. So once you're registered, you can expect to get a call back one way or another to actually get scheduled for your shot. It might take 2 weeks, okay? And the call can come from, for example, your hospital, your local hospital. There are a number of other chains that, down the line. It'll be CVS and Walgreens as well. If you don't need necessarily to have a relationship with UConn Health or with Hartford Healthcare, you can register through them right now. So no relationship needed there. And again, just be patient. So, okay, that covers just about everything we know. This is a moving target. You can tell by this report, it's a moving target. Not all decisions have been made. Anything, Jill, that I should clarify?
No, I don't think so. Not at the moment.
Okay. All right. If you're over 75. So, look, one more thing. And we talked about this last week. I reported on the Lown Institute. It's a very good group that tries to get health care delivered to people in the right way. They just gave out a tongue-in-cheek award to President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, for directing FEMA. Do you remember? This is tongue-in-cheek, right? He got this award for directing FEMA for commandeering 2 billion pieces of PPE. That's the mask, the gowns, and the gloves that were in such short supply in the spring of last year. And then turned over all of that PPE to 6 medical supply companies to sell at a profit, which led to all kinds of problems and shortages and states bidding against each other. Life-saving public resources, this PPE, bought with taxpayer money, doled out to private companies for their profit, which worsened the shortages of PPE, contributed to the deaths we saw. I mean, Connecticut lost 1 out of 10 nursing home residents with a lack of PPE, as well as workers and members of the workers' families. It's beyond outrageous. I tried, and Marshall tried as best we could, to report this story last year through the eyes of the workers themselves. But it was very, very difficult. If you could get a worker to talk to you at all, they wouldn't go on the record. In many cases, they would talk to you once and then hang up and never want to talk to you again. They were afraid of getting blackballed if anything got traced back. Any of the details that they gave about what was happening in their nursing home was traced back to them. They couldn't work in any nursing home in this state. So it was very difficult. But now, the Healthcare Workers Union, that's 1199NE, has produced a book of riveting firsthand accounts of a number of these workers. These are the people who risk their lives trying to keep residents alive. And I highly recommend this book. It's titled Care Under COVID. I recommend it to anyone who wants to understand why we lost over 3,000 Connecticut nursing home residents and wants to understand why so many others were saved by these brave workers and what they did. So you can order the book. You order it online. It's only $10. Order it at book@1199trainingfund.org. Cannot recommend this book more highly.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.